My name is Maria Shaba. I'm from Tanzania. That is in Africa, East Africa. I would like to echo what my brother and comrade said on the issue of the burden of debt. You all know Mahatma Gandhi. He said, the earth has enough resources for everybody's needs, but it doesn't have enough for everybody's greed. Now, capitalism in our continent is greed of a few exploiting many. And we are defined by the World Bank, IMF, and indeed our own governments in Africa as the poorest continent. And my country, Tanzania, is one of the least developed countries, despite the fact that we have huge resources in terms of minerals, forests, and everything. And yet, we are labeled as the least developed country. And we have learned why the capitalists want us to be perceived as the poorest, because then it will give them an excuse to continue exploiting us, exploiting our labor, our resources, and also exploiting you, because you will have to pay a lot of taxes so that you can help the poor people of Africa. You know, it's trying to legitimize an illegitimacy, if I may put it that way. Therefore, what they're using is the old colonial game of, first of all, divide and rule, indirect rule, and what we call these days exploitation by remote control. I'll give you a simple example very quickly. Right now, they are building South Africa into a big regional superpower. So South Africa is now exploiting the rest of Africa. Now, this makes it easy for them to stand aside and say, South Africa to Africa is exploiting one another. You know, we are not there. They are also building up a class in our countries of billionaires, millionaires. And these are being used as a rubber stamp, because the real rich people are out there, but they're building satellites in our country so that they can continue the exploitation by using the remote control. And finally, there's a lot I would say, but finally I would like to ask you one question. If somebody beats you with a stick, are you going to hate the stick or the person who is beating it?